Welcome to the Golf Podcast, presented by Golficity, where we bring you the tips, instruction, and support you need to get the most out of your golf game. And now your hosts, Frank and Mike.
Hey, welcome to episode 77 of the Golf Podcast. We're going to keep the intro short today because we got a lot of great interviews lined up. Today's topic, though, it's a very important one. We're going to talk about back pain, back injuries. A lot of people struggle with this. Going way back a couple episodes ago, you might have heard me talk about missing some time in the beginning of the season just because I was struggling with it. So one of our guests we're going to be talking to is Peter Jacobson. Peter's a seven-time PGA Tour winner. He's won twice on the Champions Tour. I'm sure you've heard him announcing on golf on the weekends and everything else. So I'm sure you're familiar with the name, but you may not be familiar with the fact that Peter's actually struggled with some back pain during his career. So we're going to talk about that, talk about the things that he did to get over that. Then later in the show, we're going to be talking to Dr. Stephen Prada. Peter is actually one of his patients, and he works with the Laser Spine Institute, and he's worked with a lot of golfers. He knows a lot about it. So I want to really pick his brain about some of the go-tos that you can do if you are struggling with this. So again, very important topic, because the last thing you want to do is not be playing and be out because of pain, right, Mike? I mean, that's a big thing. Have you ever struggled with this at all? I know I talk about it a lot. I don't know if you have.
You know, fortunately, I've actually had, knock on wood, no real, you know, back problems. But it's funny because this is a topic that hits people of all ages. I mean, I played an outing on Monday, and everybody in my group was in their 30s, low 30s, 31, 32 years old. And two of the guys have, you know, huge back problems. So, I mean, it gets everyone from young to old. So, you know, looking forward to it.
I think a large part of that is, like we talk about with the sport itself, there's a tremendous amount of strain and pressure you put on the back rotationally swinging. I mean, look at Tiger. Look at some of the stuff he struggled with the neck, back. He's been trying to change his swing for that reason, just to kind of have a little bit more longevity because of the fact there's so much pressure put on it. So if you want to be playing this sport, you want to be playing it for a long time, there's a lot of things that you can do. And that's why I'm looking forward to bringing them on the show. So, Mike, like I said, keep the intro short. Let's bring them right on the show. And like I said, everything we talked about today, you can get to the show notes by going to golficity.com/episode77. So, you know, without anything further, let's go ahead and bring Peter on the show now. Okay, so we have Peter Jacobson on the phone. Peter, welcome to the Golf Podcast.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you. So a lot of people know you. They know about, you know, your seven PGA Tour wins, your two championship tour wins. But what a lot of people might not know is that you struggled with back pain for a long time. Was that through most of your career? Or can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, probably in the second half of my career, probably about 38 to 40 years old. Just like everybody else, I started having tightness in my back and pain. Some nerve pain shooting down the back of my leg, or sciatic. The pain is back in my upper back and low back, which there was stiffness, pain. I really didn't really understand what it was. I know it was due to probably some bone spurs or a herniated disc or some sort of bulging disc, and I really didn't get to know as much as I know now,
right?
Because I tried everything I could. I went to the doctor. I continued to work out. I stretched. I did everything I could to keep the pain away. But eventually, everything catches up to you. One thing about age, it's undefeated. Nobody can beat Father Time. And for me, that time came around probably mid-40s, where I knew I had to do something, and eventually led me to the Laser Spine Institute, where I had very successful surgery, and I was looking more for quality of life, really, than anything. I played the tour for so many years, and I had whatever level of success that I had, but I knew when I was starting life and I was starting to have grandkids in our life, we wanted to make sure that I could walk up and downstairs, carry my grandchildren, go out and maybe take them to the golf course, or go quality of life that you want. So I've run the whole gamut. I'm sure I'm just like many of your listeners tonight that have either experienced it or are currently experiencing it. Scared to death, But I went ahead and investigated all my options, and I'm really glad I did.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I got to think, now you're still very involved in the tour and covering the tour as an analyst. Do you see often where guys are playing through the pain in a similar situation and just kind of putting that off for later? Or is there a tipping point when you see people say enough's enough? Or even beyond that, has the spine surgery come far enough where you can see someone can have that surgery kind of mid-career and be able to make a comeback and play from that point on? What's your thinking there?
Well, there's no question. What you just described is exactly what happens. When you start to experience back pain, sometimes it happens for people in their teens. Other times it doesn't happen until their 50s or 60s. Everybody's different. But I think everybody's afraid, and they don't even want to admit that they're going to have to face a really painful and tough decision down the road, like I did. And the most important thing to do is to see a doctor and follow the process. And that's what I did. I went to a physical therapist. I worked out. I tried to lose as much weight as I could. I stretched. I tried to fend off the surgeon's knife. I did that successfully for a long time. And eventually, as you pointed out, you get to the point where you can't handle it anymore. When I went to see the great doctor, Dr. St. Louis, who was my doctor down at LSI, the first time I went down there, Dr. St. Louis, who founded the clinic, I said to him, "When should I have this done?" And he said to me, "You'll know. You'll know. Very simply, you'll know." Mm. And I thought, well, that's no answer. But it turned out to be exactly the right answer, because you fight through it, you do everything you can to avoid surgery, and then all of a sudden one day you wake up, and you say, "I can't sleep. I can't play golf. I can't sit in a chair. I can't walk. I got to get this done." So I tried every option and every other viable remedy to take care of this problem. It got to the point where I couldn't do it anymore. And as I said earlier, I'm just so glad that I found Bill Warren and my good friends at the Laser Spine Institute. They've given me back not only my golf game, which isn't as good as it used to be at 61 years old, but they've given me back quality of life, which is, at this point moving forward, is the most important thing that I've got going for me now.
Right. That's excellent to hear. And the nice thing too, is that when we talk about spine surgery, it's nowhere near where it was, even as short as it seems as maybe 20 years ago. So I got to think that does take a little bit of remedy, a little bit of that. I know anytime you're going under the knife, so to speak, it's got to be scary, but it's got to take a little bit of that fear away, knowing how far we've advanced in this area. You agree with that sentiment?
No, that's absolutely, that's very fair. The one thing that I was completely terrified of, having back surgery. Now, I was versed in it because I'd already gone through a complete hip replacement surgery and a complete knee replacement surgery. So when it was time for me to have a doctor look at my back, I kind of thought, well, here we go. And I resigned myself to the fact that I'm going to be spending some time in the hospital under anesthesia and doing physical therapy and rehabilitation work like I did with my knee and my hip. So I was ready for it. Mm-hmm. And I can honestly say to this day, I'm more nervous about going to a doctor and having a tooth filled than I ever would be going to LSI to have back surgery. It was the simplest, most comfortable surgery I've ever been through.
Wow.
And if I hadn't have done it at LSI, I wouldn't have believed it. It was almost like when you watch the old Star Trek episodes when Captain Kirk lays down on the table and the doctor kind of waves a wand over his hand and you hear some beeps and clicks, and then he stands up and they say, "Oh, we just did surgery on your spleen." Well, that's kind of how this was. I went in, I laid down, I had surgery. I got up 20 minutes later and I walked back to my room, and my wife picked me up, and I walked out of the clinic 2 hours, 2.5 hours after my wife dropped me off.
That's,
we actually went to a movie and went to dinner that night, and I sat in a restaurant, very normal. So again, it was almost too good to be true, but if I hadn't experienced it, I wouldn't have believed that these people at LSI are for real.
That's amazing. If you don't mind me asking, roughly how long did it take you to get back out there and be able to swing a club again?
Well, I had a couple of surgeries for a couple of different problems. I had a I had an upper kind of mid back problem with a facet joint, and that was only 3 days. I was off for 3-4 days. I couldn't swing a club, and I also had spinal stenosis down at the low back area, the L3, L4, L5. That's the lower discs in my back, just above your waistline, mm-hmm. and just below your waistline in the back. And because of spinal stenosis, which is a narrowing of the column, I was out for about 3 weeks to a month. But wow. Again, I had a one inch incision. I had one stitch. I had just a Band-Aid on there, and I could completely resume normal activity. They just didn't want me to swing the golf club for 3 to 4 weeks. That's and amazing. As I told you, I had sciatic pain down both legs, and no matter how much stretching I did, no amount of stretching could take away the pain. Mm-hmm. And I was doing epidural shots, and that took the pain away for 4 or 5 months. And then that time got shorter and shorter to where it no longer took away the pain. So, I can't sing their praises high enough.
Wow. Yeah. And that's something when you're talking about a recovery that quick. I know a lot of guys, even amateurs, they don't kind of want to let go of that piece of their life of playing the game on the weekends or whatever it may be. But the way you're explaining it, it's something that you could comfortably get done in the off season and be back like nothing ever happened almost, except minus the pain.
I've sent probably 100 people that I know, family, friends, but people that I don't know that actually will call my office, and I will call them back, because once you're a fellow back sufferer, you're kind of in the same league together.
Right.
And I tell them my story, and they end up, if they do end up going to LSI, they've all called me back and said that the amount of success that I received is incredible. Their success rate is in the 90%. Wow. And, in fact, I just got a call yesterday from a friend, a former PGA Tour pro who, if I mentioned his name, you'd know who he was, great champion. His wife was in trouble. Mm-hmm. She went to LSI, and she's 100% recovered. And that was about probably 2-3 weeks ago. She had surgery, and she's back 100%. So it is. It's something that if you're a golfer and you don't want to take away time from your summer schedule, wait till the weather turns bad. Wait till you put the clubs in the garage and take a look at doing something around October, November. I guarantee it. You'll probably come March, you'll be 100%.
Wow, that's excellent. And I'm sure it's very comforting to hear for a lot of golfers, because so many do struggle with it. We all know how much, even if you have a very mild, you know, back issues, the amount of strain that the golf swing puts on the back, you know, it can just kind of amplify that throughout the years. So it's something that a lot of us, in one way or another, are going to face. So it's great to hear that there is a remedy. It's great to hear from someone who's experienced it, that it's something that you can really bounce back from.
Yeah, I think that, as we said, the fear is probably the biggest obstacle for everybody, because they think, well, someone's going to be digging around in my back. Mm-hmm. Do these people know what they're doing? Because it's pretty scary when you're doing spine surgery, whether it's your neck, your mid-back, or your low back. But again, I can tell you, these people know what they're doing, and I would wholeheartedly recommend, if you've reached that point, mm-hmm. where stretching and epidurals and physical therapy doesn't work for you, check them out. I think you'd be happy with it.
And it's like you said, you'll kind of know it, right? You know when that you've reached that point.
Hitting the ball so badly, or you're putting so badly, and you think you're going to figure it out. And this goes for not only PGA Tour pros, but amateurs as well. Right. When you're hitting it so badly and you go, you know what? I need a lesson. I got to go see my pro, or I got to go see somebody to help me. And they take a look at your swing and they go, oh, well, this is a problem. They change the grip, or your stance, or your alignment, or whatever, wherever the club goes back. And you say, boy, why didn't I do that sooner? Mm. And your mind is at ease, and you're now back on a good path to good golf. That's the same as LSI did for me. They helped me on a path to good health. And I just, like I said, I love these people. What they did for me is incredible.
Well, that's excellent. And like I said, Peter, I can't thank you enough for taking the time tonight to talk to us and talk about your experience, because, you know, we're going to be talking with some of the doctors from the Laser Spine Institute, you know, later in the show, but nothing really beats hearing it from someone who's been there, who's experienced it, who's gone through it. So we really do appreciate your feedback, and I'm sure it'll help a lot for anyone who's thinking about, you know, undergoing the surgery.
Well, you bet. Thanks for having me on, and, I hope everybody finds the relief they're looking for.
All right. Great talking to you. Thanks again.
Okay, Frank. Thank you.
Take care. All right, so I want to thank Peter Jacobson for coming on the show again. Great to hear that firsthand perspective. I want to apologize for some of the audio quality there. Unfortunately, we had a little bit of a bad connection, but as usual, I didn't want to cut anything out because he had a lot of great information, a lot of great things to say there. So I just left it in there. Again, I apologize for some of the from the call quality, but sometimes over the phone, we just get that. But anyway, now let's jump over to on the other side of the spectrum. We want to talk to Dr. Prada, who is one of the orthopedic spine surgeons at the Laser Spine Institute. He's Florida-based, and he's worked with numerous golfers from the amateur all the way up to the pro level. So he's got a lot of interesting takes on the other side of that coin, and talk a little bit more about the actual specifics of it, the recovery, and things like that. So got a lot of questions we want to jump in and ask him. So without further ado, let's bring him on the show now. Okay, so we have Dr. Prada on the phone. Welcome to the Golf Podcast.
All right. Well, thank you for having me today.
So it's great to get you on the call and get your side of the whole thing, because we just talked to Peter Jacobson. He's a patient of the Laser Spine Institute. He had great things to say about his recovery, about how he felt after the fact. But one of the big things that we hear often, and a lot of golfers experience this, is that fear going into it. And one of the things that Peter had talked about was that was one of his big things as well. You wonder, are you going to be able to play again, and how you're going to feel afterwards? But he kind of just reached that tipping point where he had to do it, and he's very happy. He's not looking back because he feels great after the fact. So I want to get your take on that. Is that something that's a common experience? Is that something that you find a lot of, especially athletes going in, have that hesitation of what it's going to be like from a recovery standpoint? And then how do they feel after the fact?
Well, I think it's just human nature, common in general, for people, not just athletes, to be fearful of surgery. Mm-hmm. And of course, that's always the last step. Golfers, any other athlete, even the layman, it's important to try other things before you head to surgery.
Right.
But have you exhausted those things, such as physical therapy, medications, and so forth, and surgery is your last effort, one of the benefits of the patients who come to Laser Spine Institute is the fact that we do minimally invasive spine surgery. So our spine surgery isn't just small incisions, but it is muscle sparing. And that essentially means we do not cut the muscle. The muscles are split. And that's very important, especially in a sport like golf, because your back or neck muscles are your core strength. And they're very vital to properly supporting the spine during golf. Mm-hmm. And when you do not cut the muscles, the core strength of the spine is not weakened or affected. And that's an important thing for golfers to continue to maintain before or after any type of spine surgery, is a strong core strength.
Yeah, and that, the way you're explaining it, makes a lot more sense now when thinking back to when we were talking to Peter, and he was saying how his recovery was quite fast, almost on the order of about a month before he was back to swinging a club. But it makes a lot more sense now when you're saying exactly how you're going in and doing that. Is that something that you would say is a normal recovery period for some of the different spine surgeries that you do?
You know, it all depends on what your pathology is, what the actual problem is. So mm-hmm. The surgeries can vary. We have little, you know, incisions, which are basically 2-millimeter poke holes, where we may laser numb some nerves that are painful in arthritic facet joints. And in that case, yeah, patients can start swinging when they feel comfortable in a couple of weeks and gradually increase. And then others where you really want to protect them more, they're starting to train and they're starting to strengthen, but you start to worry about overdoing it or inducing some muscle spasm while they're still in the recovery. You can look right at Tiger Woods. he's in better shape than most Americans.
Right.
And he underwent a spine surgery, and you see he's had a few setbacks because golf is very tough on the spine, and you really have to strengthen the core and stick to appropriate rehab before going back to such a vigorous sport, because golf does two of the toughest things on the spine. It causes constant bending and very vigorous and forceful twisting motions. And both those are very difficult on the spine to withstand if you're not in appropriate shape.
Right. And speaking of that, you had said earlier, which I completely agree with, the idea of the surgery kind of being the last resort if you have to get to that point. So knowing that as golfers, knowing that our back is going to be undergoing those types of forces, what are some of the more preventative things that golfers can do, especially knowing that golf is a game really that you play for life? You know, it's not something you just play when you're young and then that's it. You're going to be playing for as long as you can physically be able. So what are some things that people can do kind of, and I know you talked about strengthening this core. Is that the main thing that they can do for that longevity?
Yeah, there's a couple of things. One, stay flexible, okay? As we age, we tend to get stiffer, and that's just natural. But people need to focus on maintaining flexibility, and it's interesting. People go out and weekend warriors in basketball or soccer or baseball, softball, they'll stretch before they do these sports. However, it's rare that you go see someone who's doing their two-day-a-week golf activity and going out and properly stretching, but it's important to stretch, and not just your back, but you're moving a lot of joints in appropriate golf swings, you know, so you need to stretch, you know, the hips, the legs, the calves, the upper extremities, so get a good stretch in, and that's important. Maintaining hydration, you need to prevent dehydration, which can cause some of the muscles to tighten up or spasm. And then we talked about core strengthening, and that is very important in the low back especially. My favorite is swimming. If you have access to a swimming pool, especially in your rehab after a surgery, it takes all the stress off the spine. There's no impact. Yet when you are kicking the pool, you are working your abdomen and back muscles, and you can gradually increase that activity and duration without putting a strain on the back. So these three things, by staying physically flexible, staying hydrated when you are out there golfing, and maintaining a strong core, are essential to have a long golf game.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So if it were to get to that point where, you know, for a couple of years or so it's lingering on and you've tried the pain management, is there a point that, and what kind of Peter had mentioned was, he said, when you know, you just kind of know. But in your experience, is there a point when people can kind of get that idea and say, now it's probably time to visit a doctor and talk about some surgery options?
You know, I don't know if there's one exact point for everyone. Peter kind of said it like most people do. Mm-hmm. Just like any injury, whether it's a hip replacement for arthritis that a lot of golfers will have or a back surgery, they just get to the point that they realize, you know what, I cannot go on living like this or golfing like this or not being able to golf like this. And it just dawns on them one day. And one of the most amazing things, especially with our minimally invasive muscle-sparing surgical techniques, because the patients recover so quickly and get back to the sports they love, like golf, they all say they should have done it sooner. They go, man, I wish I'd come to you 6 months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago. I've been, wallowing in fear and trying to put it off. And had I come sooner, I could have been back to my normal golf game sooner.
Right. And I'd imagine, obviously, a lot of that fear is you're always going to, as you said earlier, you're always going to experience some fear if you're going in for surgery. But in your experience, do you feel that some of that also comes from kind of the notion and what we've heard over the years of the way surgery was done in the past before places like the Laser Spine Institute was using the minimally invasive procedures? We heard things about fusions and stuff like that, and just nightmare pain and recovery. Is that part of the reason? At least it's just kind of educating people about how far these spine surgeries have come.
Yeah, and that is an excellent point you make. One of the largest reasons we have grown so fast over 10 years, with 7 locations now across the country, is because of that. Everybody knows somebody or has a family member or a guy they work with or so forth that had a large open surgery with metal screws and hardware. and they all see this person who's worse than they had been before, incapacitated. And so when patients go to the doctors and they actually finally do see a spine surgeon, and a lot of them are told, you need a fusion, they run. And a lot of them run to us because 95% of the time we can get away with a minimally invasive surgery and avoid or at least postpone a fusion for several years, because the fusion is the last resort. Once you take away some motion in the spine, you never get it back, and that has an effect on all the other moving parts of the spine. And fusion does not necessarily guarantee improvement. There's some people that are the same or even worse after these big open surgeries. Mm-hmm. So that is a great point. A lot of people are fearful of surgery because of what they've heard or experienced in their past.
Right. And that's why I'm so glad we're talking about this tonight, because if people are experiencing that, at least they know there's a place that they can go to get another opinion. Me personally, my father-in-law, I see him with it because he had the spinal fusion very young in life. We're talking maybe probably 30, 40 years ago that they did the surgery. He had a back injury from playing basketball, and they kind of went right to the fusion, and he's actually had some surgeries to kind of correct that and give him a little bit more mobility. But when we do see that, and, you know, not knowing or talking about it on a day-to-day basis, you just don't know those other options are out there. So that's why I'm glad to have you on. I'm glad to be talking a little bit about the Laser Spine Institute so that we know there are other options. You don't need to run for the hills or just treat the pain management until you just can't swing anymore. There are things. So I would say, if nothing else, if someone is visiting their doctor and they are suggesting the fusion, it's worth that second opinion, right?
Yes. And not just in spine surgery, but especially nowadays with the minimally invasive spine surgeries. But if any doctor tells you you need a surgery, it never hurts to get two or three opinions, mm-hmm. because there's different ways to do things. And with the advent of this minimally invasive spine surgery, the majority of our incisions are less than an inch. The muscle is not cut. There's plenty of literature out there, studies that show now that when you don't cut the muscle in these minimally invasive spine surgeries, there is less pain. Mm-hmm. There is less bleeding, much less bleeding. There's a quicker recovery, and the infection rate is minuscule compared to traditional open surgery done in the hospitals. Mm. Our surgeries are all done in outpatient surgery centers. All our patients walk out to home or to a hotel 3 to 4 hours after their surgery.
That's absolutely amazing. And Peter, when we had him on the line, was saying he, after his surgery, he had went and saw a movie that night. So again, it's just something that's amazing to hear when we think about all those things we've heard about spine surgeries over the years and just knowing that there is some other option out there, especially for golfers who always seem to try to sneak the much needed surgeries in during the off season. It's good to know that there's something that can be done.
That is true. And, you know, as far as Laser Spine Institute, we have no problems with patients, you know, that they question, well, is that what I need? Do I need to go to Laser Spine? Mm-hmm. Well, we have a way that they can send their MRI, their medical info, for a consultation, and we will contact them back. Yeah, we think you're a good candidate, or no, sir, we don't think minimally invasive surgery is for you. So people aren't out any time, any appointment time, any time away from work to get information from us.
That's great. And so if our listeners are relating to that and they're having some of that pain, what's the best way for them to find out a little bit more about the Laser Spine Institute?
Well, there's different ways. You can go to Laser Spine Institute online, and we have extensive amount of information. So sometimes patients will diagnose themselves. They've been kind of managed by their family doctors, never seen spine surgeon, and they'll read up on different sections of medical information related to the spine on our website. And they'll say, my gosh, I figured out what I had based on reading your site, and then I contacted you. So you can contact us through the website. You can contact us through our phone number. One of them is 813-289-9613. But the large majority actually come through the internet to research us and read about us before they even contact us.
Yeah, as we're talking here, I'm just kind of poking around on the website, and I can see what you mean. This, on just about every procedure, you've got quite a wealth of information. So I'll link to all that in the show notes too. I'll link to the site so our listeners can get right to that and take a look. And I appreciate you taking the time tonight to talk to us.
Well, Frank, I appreciate the time, and if you ever need me back, I'd be more than honored to come back, especially following someone like Peter Jacobson, who's a great guy and a good friend of ours.
That's great. I appreciate the input, and I'm sure this is going to quell a lot of people's fears if people have been kind of putting it off, just thinking, like we talked about the missed time and the pain, and just knowing that there are other options out there, and that's why we wanted to have you on. So again, we appreciate you coming on the show, and thanks again.
All right, thank you, and hopefully we get some people back in their golf games.
All right, so I want to thank our guests, Peter Jacobson and Dr. Stefan Prada, again for coming on the show. This is the topic, like I said, it's very important because ultimately we can talk all day about the importance and how to like improve your golf game and how to play better. But at the end of the day, if you're not healthy, you can't play at all. You know, we've talked before about ways to stay healthy. We've talked about stretching and some of those other things. And I'm sure we're going to cover them more extensively in the past. But at the end of the day, there are people who are going to be dealing with this back pain that just gets past that point that like Peter had said, where you just kind of know that you need something a little bit more to get back out there and have an active life again. So that's why, you know, myself, I said I've dealt with the back pain extensively in the past and just kind of exploring out there some other different options. I came across the Laser Spine Institute and I said, I just want to find out a little bit more. So having that perspective on both sides, both the doctor and the patient, and so you can hear it, you know, from them and the experience they've had. Hopefully that would help get a little bit more information, quell some of those fears you might have if you are experiencing that back pain. And if not, you know, if you're one of the lucky ones who haven't experienced it, remember, you know, stay, as Dr. Prada was saying, stay healthy. You know, the hydration you talked about, the flexibility, the stretching, all these things are going to help prevent that, because when it comes down to it, as golfers, we do put a lot of strain on our back. It is a type of sport that a lot of people think it's not like those high impact sports where the injuries kind of just suddenly happen. And that's true. It's more of a sport where over time these things build up. We've seen it happen, even like Dr. Prada had mentioned with Tiger Woods, the power of his swing, the years and years playing, the stress on the back, and that causes, and then the injuries that resulted in. And we see Tiger now even changing his swing to have a swing that has a little bit more longevity. So there's a lot to it. I'm sure if you play golf, if you're somebody who's playing for life, this at some point in your career, you're going to experience some sort of back pain. So it's good to at least know the options. That's why I wanted to bring them both on the show. And again, I want to thank them for coming on. I will link to everything we talked about in the show notes. You can get to that by going to golfficity.com/episode77. I'll have links to the Laser Spine Institute and a little bit more information on that. So a lot of ways that you can find out more if you are someone who's at that point where you're contemplating surgery. And this is why we wanted to see if you could give you another option to think about. All right. So we'll be back again next week with even more instructional content. In the meantime, you can follow us on Twitter at Golficity. That's one great way to get in contact with us. You can also email us directly at podcast@golfficity.com. Any of your questions, feedback, especially if you're someone who's been dealing with this type of back pain, we want to hear about it. Email us, leave a comment on the show notes. Let's get a conversation going. We'd love to hear about it and love to hear what you're doing to help prevent that, because trust me, if you're experiencing it, there's others out there who are as well. So a lot to be learned from that. So again, thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you again next week.